This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 358 and a quarter, down a quarter. July corn, 360 and a half, down 2.5. September corn, 365 and a half, down 3. May soybeans, 983, down 1.5. July soybeans, 974, down 2.25. August soybeans, 966 and a half, down 3. May wheat, 476 and a quarter, down a quarter. July wheat, 481, down a half. September wheat, 488, down 1.25. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices did end mostly lower on Monday afternoon. And in northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 1 to 3 lower at 338 to 354. Soybean bids down 2 to 4 cents at 949 to 968. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 2 cents lower at 339 to 361. Soybean bids down 2 cents at 959 to 978. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were steady to 2 cents lower at 349 to 366. Soybean bids down 2 to 3 cents at 964 to 987, and wheat bids mostly steady at 387 to 442. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were mixed at 994 to 998, with basis steady to 8 cents stronger, range from 20 to 25 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $313.20 to $332.20 per ton, down $3.20, with basis unchanged ranging from 3 to 22 over July. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 3 cents lower at $3.61 to $3.77, with basis steady at option to 16 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to 2 cents lower at 363 to 367, basis up 1 to 3 cents at 2 to 6 over July. Soybeans ended 4 cents higher for the day at 987 to 999, with basis up 6 cents at 13 to 20 over July, and new crop wheat prices down a penny at 460 to 463, with basis steady at 21 under to 18 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 2 cents lower at 385 to 386. These same elevators dropped their soybean prices by 1 to 2 cents with quotations at 1011 to 1012. Soft wheat down a penny at 480 to 481, while Milo ended sharply lower for the day at 411 to 427. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealer bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 336 up to 351. New crop soybean bids at 892 to 921. In central Illinois today, new crop corn bids range from 331 up to 348. New crop soybean bids at 914 to 929. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from 333 up to 350. New crop soybean bids at 903 to 923. And wheat bids for June, July, and delivery in southern Illinois. Those bids range from 444 up to 474. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle, $150.25, down $1.25. August live cattle, $148.80, down $1.02. October live cattle, $149.85, down $1.35. May feeder cattle, $216.77, up 90 cents. August feeder cattle, $217.42, down 20 cents. September feeder cattle, $216.45, down 27 cents. May lean hogs, $80.70, down 15 cents. June lean hogs, $84.27, down 55 cents. July lean hogs, $83.77, down 15 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture bringing you Monday the 11th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 5 cents lower in the range of $69 to $80.95, with the weighted average carcass price of $77.81. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows were trading steady to a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds were 16 to 22, 4 to 5 weights 19 to 25, 5 to 6 weights 22 to 26, and 6 weights and up 23 to 29. On the Illinois direct hog trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $50 to $56. Receipts for Illinois hogs today total 11,997 head. And in the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 220 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was 81 cents, and that was $1.43 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $259.57, that was $1.45 higher, with select carcasses at $248.10, and that was $1.28 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 113,000. That compared to 113,000 last week, and 115,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 409,000. That compared to 425,000 last week and 391,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's farm show. Stay tuned for part two coming up after this. Meeting Place reports the Safeguard American Food Exports Act of 2015, which was recently introduced in the House of Representatives, would make it illegal to sell or transport horses or parts of horses as interstate or foreign commerce for human consumption. The sale of horse meat for human consumption is banned in the U.S., but it is subject to congressional review every year. There is no federal law that prohibits transport of horses for slaughter across from the U.S. to Canada or Mexico. The weekly Illinois Crop and Weather Report was released yesterday afternoon. Planting progressed rapidly last week, while warmer temperatures helped emerging crops. Statewide, precipitation averaged 1.73 inches, 0.77 inches above normal. The average temperature was 68.9 degrees, 9.1 degrees above normal. There were 4.2 days suitable for field work during the week ending May 10th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 9% short, 76% adequate, and 15% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 11% short, 81% adequate, and 8% surplus. Corn planting climbed to 88% complete compared to 73% last year and the five-year average of 64%. Corn emerged jumped to 42%, up 27 percentage points from last week. Soybeans planted reached 33% compared to 23% last year and the five-year average of 19%. Winter wheat headed reached 36% compared to 14% last year and the five-year average of 39%. Winter wheat condition was rated at 1% very poor, 9% poor, 33% fair, 49% good, and 8% excellent. Oats planted reached 93% complete. Pasture and range condition was rated at 2% poor, 18% fair, 63% good, and 17% excellent. According to the National Osteoporosis Foundation, osteoporosis contributes to about 2 million broken bones per year. I spoke with Joyce Fickrey of the St. Louis Dairy Council about this condition and who could be at risk.
You know, osteoporosis basically means porous bones. And what happens is that our bones may become very thin and very brittle. This is oftentimes due to low bone mass or maybe too little bone tissue. And as a result, our bones are weak. They may break from just a minor fall or in some cases, even simple actions like sneezing or bumping into furniture may cause a break.
While the effects of osteoporosis are typically only seen in older people, Fikri says preventing it needs to start at a young age.
Well, it's true that it mainly affects older Americans, usually after age 50 or 60. This is when we typically see it. But the fact is that really we need to be conscious of this, you know, from early on, because it is important that we eat high calcium foods for our entire life. So it's especially important during our childhood years and, of course, up until about age 20. If we eat plenty of calcium, it really packs the calcium into our bones, and that is important for later years. So we need to focus in on osteoporosis our entire life by just making sure that we're eating healthy, we're getting plenty of calcium-rich foods like milk, cheese, or yogurt, and then also that we're being physically active. And this can help prevent osteoporosis in later years.
While many people have heard calcium helps build strong bones, fewer know that vitamin D can be equally as important.
Vitamin D is important because it actually helps our body use the calcium that we give it. So it helps calcium get into our bones and teeth. And, of course, when we drink a glass of milk, the great thing we know is that not only is there calcium present, but it also has the vitamin D. So what you need in your diet is right there in that glass of milk and will help you have strong bones for life.
Fikri says many people who have osteoporosis may not even know about it until something adverse happens.
You know, the strange thing about this disease is many times you don't know it. You can't feel it. And over time, your bones just become very thin and brittle. Oftentimes, the first diagnosis for this is when somebody breaks a bone. You'll hear about somebody maybe falling and a bone breaks, and then when they look at bone density for that individual, they find that they do have osteoporosis. So I think that it's often called the silent disease because you really may not know that you have it.
To decrease the risk of being surprised by this disease later in life, Fikri says there are some preventative measures people can take.
Sure, there are lots of things we can do. The major thing, as I said, is probably diet. There are some risk factors that are associated with osteoporosis, and some of those are factors that we cannot change. So, for example, being over age 50, being female, you're more at risk. If there's a family history, or if you have a low body weight, if you're small or thin, you can't control that. That is basically hereditary. However, there are controllable risk factors, and as we mentioned, making sure that we eat a healthy diet, making sure we get calcium and vitamin D from dairy foods, having an active lifestyle, making sure that we're involved in some type of physical activity, even something as simple as walking is something that is very beneficial. And then there are other things we can avoid, so things like smoking, like drinking too much alcohol. These seem to play a role in thinning, having thinning bone mass. So it's important to make sure that you're living a healthy lifestyle.
When looking to decrease the odds of osteoporosis, Fikri says it's important to note that not all dairy products are created equal.
For dairy products, we primarily focus on milk, cheese, and yogurt because they provide the most calcium per serving. So that's really where the focus is. There are many more dairy foods, for example, cottage cheese. Love cottage cheese. It's a great source of protein. But because of the way it is processed, it actually loses some of the calcium. So it's not the best option if you're searching for calcium, but great if you're trying to boost your protein content in your diet, and cottage cheese is the way to go. But remember to focus in on the three key ones, and that's milk, yogurt, and cheese for calcium and vitamin D.
Again, that was Joyce Fikri with the St. Louis Dairy Council. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.